Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us here at the BRT station right outside of East High. We will likely have a B south to Fitchburg coming in a minute and an A west to Junction in 5 minutes, so don't mind the buses and try and facilitate the passengers getting where they need to go, please. We're here to celebrate again the partnership between the City of Madison Metro Transit and the Madison Metropolitan School District to provide summer bus passes to young people across the City of Madison. And we want young people in Madison to make the very most of their summer break, whether that's their first job, an internship, educational opportunities, playing a sport, going to MSCR classes, or attending one of Madison's many summer festivals and activities all across our city. Whatever you want to do this summer, Metro Transit is a terrific option for getting around town. That's why I'm super proud of this partnership with the school district to make sure that our students have free summer bus passes. Last year, we had more than 2,700 students sign up for these passes, and collectively, they took 82,000 trips in the course of the summer. So that is a lot of getting around Madison to all of the things those kids needed to do. Our virtual summer bus passes are available to all Madison students that live in the City of Madison who are entering grades 6 through 12, including graduating high school seniors. And our BRT routes have made it easier than ever to use Metro without worrying about missing a bus. Routes A and B, which come to this station, are the bendy buses, come every 15 minutes, right on time. Here's one. And sometimes they come more frequently than that. And they all go to key destinations across Madison. Come on out, folks. You're all good. Don't hurt yourselves. So these buses come at least every 15 minutes, and they go all across Madison. On other routes, buses will arrive at least every 30 minutes, sometimes more frequently. That's great for students, and it's also great for Madison's parents, because last summer, that's, if you're counting, 82,000 times a kid didn't ask their parent for a ride. We want even more students to take advantage of the program this year. It's really easy to sign up. The first step is, if you're an MMSD student, using your MMSD email is to send an email to mymetrobus@cityofmadison.com with the subject line Summer Youth Pass, and then you'll get information back about how to continue. You'll need to create and verify an account and then download the My Metro app and follow the instructions to set that up. You can also, for more information, or if you're not an MMSD student, visit cityofmadison.com/summerpass. That's cityofmadison.com/summerpass. Again, I want to thank the school district and Dr. Gothard and the school board, and we have Ali Muldrow here with us today, and Metro for making sure that this partnership continues. And most of all, I want to thank the young people who are making the program successful, because the whole point of doing this is to make sure that young people have access to our city, and so I'm really grateful for the students who are taking advantage of it. And now I'd like to introduce Dr. Gothard.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Mayor Rhodes Conway, City of Madison, Metro, MIC, our longtime partners in this work. Thank you so much for once again supporting our Summer Youth Pass program. You know, having a key to get to all over our city to participate in our summer programs is so vitally important to our students and their families. And I have to go back for a minute, as you know, as a kid growing up here, it was great to access programs in my neighborhood where we could walk or maybe ride our bikes. But today there are so many other programs across the city, whether it's a STEM opportunity downtown or a day camp at Hoyt or at Marshall Park, where students really need accessible transportation to make sure that they can get to and from those locations. We have programs throughout MSCR. We have lots of camp opportunities. Programs are drop-in. So we want our students to have safe, reliable, and consistent transportation to ensure that they can participate. And let's not forget the thousands of students we have enrolled in various summer programs as well. Right outside East High School here, is one of our largest summer school sites. So we know that students having, again, reliable transportation to get here is really important. Our summer programs provide such a multitude of opportunities for students. Some students might need a little bit more or to get caught up. Others want to take what they've learned and look for opportunities to extend that and to grow their capacity in an area of interest. So there's just so many opportunities like this, you know, for our students. And with the extended BRT now, again, that has a through line through the entire city, there are so many ways that our students can be involved and engaged and participate. And let's not forget about the world of work. We also know that Madison is a happening place in the summers, and it should and very much does afford our students the opportunities to work throughout the summer months as well. Again, positive involvement, engagement, earning some money while they're at it, and being engaged in a part of this community. And that's what Access does. It allows students who may be isolated either in their neighborhood or their side of town, and it gives them access throughout our entire city, which is what we want and what makes us great. So again, I thank you to the city, to all of our partners, for making sure that summer youth passes are once again offered to our students in the Madison Metropolitan School District. Now I'd like to turn it over to Board of Education member Ali Muldrow.
Thank you, Dr. Gather. Thank you all so much for being here today. I am Ali Muldrow, and I am really proud to get to celebrate this program year after year. We started doing this during the pandemic, and what I said at the time is, I grew up here in Madison, and I started taking public transportation when I was in middle school. And because of this program, that is true for me and my daughter, who now attends East High School. My bus pass was my original passport to independence. It's how I got to know my community. It's how I got to participate in my community. And I'm so grateful that we continue to extend that opportunity to our young people today. I am really proud to get to introduce Patrice Hayes, who is the principal at East High School and graduated with me in 2005, and now is the leader of the school that my daughter attends.
Good morning. Like everyone has said, this is a great opportunity for our students, and we're really excited for this partnership. Not only just for our students to be able to access summer school, maybe to continue growing in their education or to have access to more leadership opportunities, but also for their jobs and for internships. And then also thinking about food access. A lot of our schools are food sites that are available for students. And so that just provides an additional access that they might not have during the summer. So we are really excited for this opportunity and grateful again for this partnership. And last but not least, I just want to invite up two voices of our students. I have Nia and Leah with us today to just share a little bit about this program as well.
Okay, I feel as if summer bus passes are needed because it helps minimize the limit of transportation. You are able to transport anywhere on the bus. So with us having bus passes in the summer, it makes it easier for us to get to summer school, summer sports, even work or internships. Like, having bus passes stops the, oh, mom, can you take me here? Can you take me here? Or you having to wait on your mom to get off work just so that you can go where you need.
In the summers, I rely on public transportation a lot to get to work, to get to my sports practices, and to just like visit my sister who goes to UW-Madison. So it's really nice to not have to worry about having enough money on my account to get around, and it just makes it really convenient to have this bus pass.
Thank you.
How about a round of applause for those students? Yeah. Well done, and thank you all. I also want to recognize that this partnership wouldn't be possible without the support of the Common Council, and Alder Matthews is here. And so thank you, Alder, for joining us and your support for Metro. I imagine that most of us would be willing to answer questions if there are any. No, my message is actually not to families. My message is to anyone who gets behind the wheel of the car, that you need to respect the law, you need to obey the speed limit, you need to put your phone down, and you need to pay attention to the road and the people around you. It is everyone's responsibility to keep our streets safe. Of course, pedestrians should be careful and act defensively to keep themselves safe, but it is primarily the responsibility of drivers to slow down, respect the law, and keep our streets safe.
What's your message to, you know, what are you planning to do as mayor to address traffic safety, as we move into the summer months when more people are walking and out and out?
My message is the same as what it has been all along. Drivers need to slow down. The city is doing what we can on education, enforcement, and engineering to make our streets safer. We need the state of Wisconsin through WISDOT to partner with us on streets that the state controls. But we also need every single person in Madison to pay attention and respect the law and remember that we're all human beings. You don't abandon your humanity when you get behind the wheel of a car, and it is your responsibility to look out for other human beings regardless of your mode of transportation. Other questions? For anyone? Yeah.
How long has the city offered this program for students?
Mick? At least 5 years. Mick can probably tell you more details about that if you want. Any other questions?
Yeah, so one of the great pieces is that even though, all sites aren't open, if there's a summer site available, there is opportunity for access food for all students. It's not just, we're not checking to make sure that they have, that they're in summer semester or anything like that. We want to make sure that our students are fed and that they have an opportunity to have a nutritious meal. So breakfast and lunches have continued to be offered similar to the way they're offered right now. In particular, like at East or other locations, and then students can come and get what they need and then head out if they are not a part of our summer activities.
How does a program like this make you feel as you get ready to say goodbye to students moving into the summer that they'll keep busy?
It's really exciting. I think about just my access when I was a student and not being able to get everywhere, similar to what Ali said. I use public transit, but not having as easy access. This is really exciting for a lot of our students, and it opens a lot of doors, in particular to get to other sides of the city in a quick amount of time, and also to our families. It's a takes away that burden of like, what am I going to do if I'm working? And so it makes me excited, and it just makes me also want to, as we expand Madison for all of our students, just ensuring that they're making good decisions and getting out there and doing what they need to do as young people to take care of themselves and each other.
I'd add two things. One is that for families that need to take advantage of the resource, there are food pantries that are on bus routes. And so that's another form of food access. And then I know one of the themes that the district has talked about over the years is making sure that students are community ready as part of coming through the MMSD system. And to me, this partnership is part of that, that it helps students be community ready. They know how to ride the system. They know how to use the bus to get around town. They can access more opportunities. And as the superintendent said, really become even more a part of our community through their summer activities. So, any final questions?
Would you mind just talking about that one more time since there was...
Oh, yeah, sure. We really need to get a human voice in that. So one of the things that the school district emphasizes is students being community ready when they come through the MMSD system, and having a bus pass in the summertime
the Northport is arriving soon.
Helps folks do that. Because they can get out into the community, they can learn how to ride the system and really take advantage of connecting with our community. All right, thank you all so much for being here. Really appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.